Okay, Zechadishmas Daniel Shainabas Yivchua Fala. Okay, I'm sorry. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to start today's supplement of packet 30. You have the supplement? Yeah? Yes, Rabosei?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on page 2. Of the supplement. So he writes, V'dover ha-mechaber michbar, whatever, she-masim ha-gedera leha va-esh mitachtav. What is that? The grates. you have the stove type, and the stove top has grates. So the famim nishbach ben ha-gedera leha. You have to have separate grates for meat and milk? We know we don't have separate grates for meat and milk. Right? We have the same thing. Right? We have grates, like four grates on the stove, and we put, you know, the pots on the same grate. We don't have separate. Rav Moshe says you don't need to. Why? He says, "Nei ani don kan hurak al be'en the motzei b'liya, heim k'shtek deir shenogu zeh b'zeh, the imenichem ol michbar basar v'kadomet shalom g'deir u'machbat shemuto af l'chatchila. The be'en hurak mitzad ma shenishbach al yidei v'sicha u'shurak tovelach shemisyabish." He says, "V'zeh tam shal gabi tanor." He says, "You don't need to. You don't need separate grates. It's why it's a." Because what's the din? That the kedera, two kedera shenogu zo bezu, there's no problem, right? We said, ein ha-balu yotzei mechaticha lechaticha b'lo rotev. So even if there was a belia in the grate for milchik from the morning, and then for dinner you make meat on the same grate, but it already got burnt up, the be'en, that maybe spilled over. And now you have a blia, but the blia is not going to come into the blia from the morning. Maybe the milk spilled over on the grate and made it milchik. And now you're going to put a fleishik pot on that same thing. Is not going to aser the fleishik kedera that you're going to put there for dinner in the evening, because it was balua in the grate. But now it's not going to go out from the grate into the fleishik pot. Because ein habalu yotzei mechaticha lechaticha below rotev, and as we said many times, that even if there's some moisture there, it doesn't matter, because it's not considered a sufficient amount of rotev, like the Chavos Das brought the raya from Tzli. There's always moisture, but rotev means sufficient rotev. So that was Rav Moshe's psak, and that's the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam is that we use the same grates. We have the same grates. Can you? Rakal b'en the mitzvah b'liyah heg v'shtei kedera shenogu zeh b'zeh the ein manichem al amich b'basar v'chadoma below kedera. In other words, you're not going to put meat on the grate. You're going to put a fleishik pot, so then it has to go into the pot to aser. Zeh tam shal gabi atonya. So that's what he says, that there's no, that you can use the same grates. Okay, that's Rav Moshe's psak. So Rav Olbaum, Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum from Kew Garden Hills, he asked the Shkasha on Rav Moshe from the Ramah here. Take a look on page 1 in the packet. So he says like this. So he has a whole bunch of halachas here. Then he says that Tolum Basil Yavish Al Gderis Shal Bchol of Lechashin Lezeh Sha'ola Tehim Machvas Mechusa Kol Shar Midi Dehavi Ashtei Kederis Noga Zu Bzu. In other words, he compares something, we're going to get to that in a future shir, but he compares it to Shtei Kederis Noga Zu Bzu, Dein Osrim Zu Azu, Bidigia, Kol Shekein Bzeya, Miu Lechatchila Yesh Lizar Bechol Zeh. That Ramosha says, that the Ramah says, Lechatchila Yesh Lizar Bechol Zeh. That in all these halachas, even though it's mutter, Lechatchila should be Nizar. So Ravei Olbam asks, how can Rav Moshe matir lechatchila the shtei kederos? But the Ramah says that lechatchila yish lizar b'chol zeh. You hear the kasha. So that's the kasha. How can, and look in the, there's the next tshuva that Rav Moshe has is a response to Rav Olbam. On page 3. Nez kibalti mechtovo michof alef mar cheshvan, shona zu, vavshe ili panay af lerega matzasa lenochot la hashiv teke vavshe eno noge le maise, avo kevan shel kovet fudorso huksha mi ramo mefurash, the daito. In other words, he says he has a kash under a moshe from a mefarish ramo. Kosev Shehera Zeh Lekama Rabbanim, and Rabbi Olbam said he sold it to many Rabbanim, the Lo Matsumana. They didn't have an answer. Nimsu Shikur Sarsarabim. So therefore, Moshe says, it wasn't a Shaila that someone was asking right now, but since a lot of Rabbanim were questioning Rav Moshe's Psak, why he permitted the great Lechatchila, so Rav Moshe says, so I'm going to respond. So he says, so what's the so he says so he wants to give an answer to the he said take a look at the and the second column on page 3. So Rav Moshe says, "Sheyesh ve'enum furish." The first word in the line is "mefarish." Towards the last five lines from the bottom, "Sheyesh lizoy kol eshtek der shenogu zeh bezeh b'tzdodim." Rav Moshe says that the shtei kederos means that you had the greats. It's not like what we have today. We have the greats; they're very separate from each other, right? But say you had a situation where the two kederos were touching each other from the sides. You had a milcha kedera and a fleisha kedera that were touching each other from the side. Not like what we have today, that the question is, you made farina in the kedera in the morning, and then on the same grate, you're going to put something else there in the evening, so they're on the same tripod, so to speak. Here we're talking about the Ramos case, where Moshe's claiming, is talking about that the two kederas were next to each other, and the reason why you have to be choshish lechatchila is not because there's going to be a blia from kedera to kedera, because em habalei yotze mechaticha lechaticha berlo rote. But the only thing is, we're afraid that maybe the milk could bubble up, and then some of the milk will go over into the fleishik thing. So that the Ramah says lechatchila, you should make sure that they're not touching each other, not als the blia, but als the bubbling that might spill over. And that's how...
If the pots are covered, there's no problem.
Yeah. But, and that's what Haramosha So, but in our case today, we don't have the fleishik and the milk next to each other. It's on the same grate 10 hours later. So then he thinks even the Ramah would be mekel.
You also pot still a bubble over if they're covered sometimes.
What?
Pot still bubble over even if they're covered. They can still bubble over.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Pot still bubble over even when they're covered.
That was before. Everyone could hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That was before. Yeah. So you're saying the Ramah was talking about when it's going to bubble over. And maybe it's... especially like Mr. Katan said before, if it's uncovered, it'll mamish go in. So that's the... that's the pshat. That's why Ramosha says pshat. But others... But the question is that really the pshat of the Ramah? If you look here on page 4, in the Bari HaShulchan, Rabbi Yeshulchan is Rav Feivel Cohen. He's writing, he wrote Svarim like the Mishnah Berurah style on a lot of parts of Yoredeya between him and his son, the Chelkas Binyamin. Someone said something? A picture or something? Okay, so. So, if you look at the Rav Feivel Cohen on page 4, he says, "Mule lachatchil yesh lizor nirad peirushos v'koyal shtekederes hanogu zu b'zu shlachatchil yesh lizor b'zeh fil ein behem shum zeya rak sheim chamos." So yesh lizor b'zeh. And what's the pshat? The tamluchum lachatchil b'shtekederes. He says that maybe not everyone agrees. Maybe not everyone agrees that ein habaliyah yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. So even though that's the pashat pshat that we paskin that way, but maybe and in the sifkot and tof in the tziyunim he says chaim v'vur b'hagol sharidura. So let's look in the Hagol Sharidura on page 5. He writes, page 5, and then going over to page 6. Is that ki harba yesh l'daktik b'svaras halalu, meaning it's clear from the Sharidura that he doesn't mean to say what Rav Moshe claims he said. Rav Moshe claims to say that it's a question of the two things touching each other and then one is going to bubble into the other. It's clear that it's a question of the halacha, like Rav Feivel Cohen writes, of Shtei Kederos whether there is taka that din of Eina Balu Yotzi Mechaticha Lechaticha Belorotiv. he says, and he quotes those svaras, and he says, Yesh the doctor with svarazu. Maybe one could question those svaras. So I always say, so then, according to that, because the Hagos Daridur, it's a question of that maybe there is Baliyah below Rotev. Right? And then maybe you should be Machmir L'Chatchila. So I'd like, you know, to point out that, you know, Ramosha wrote his Tshuvas. In general, he didn't have all the Svarim. Ramosha had the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shas. He didn't have all the, necessarily, every Hagosh Sharidur in front of him. And he, so sometimes Ramosha would say a pshat in a Rishon or something, and he didn't have the original source, and he would say a pshat, and then some of it, like Rabbi Olbem and Hilchas Megvos, he would ask him a shaila on a pshat in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, that Rav Moshe said pshat based on Rav Moshe maybe only had in front of him the Pischei Tshuva, you know, and the Pischei Tshuva only quotes a couple of lines from the Chasam Sofer, and the Rav Moshe would say a pshat in the Chasam Sofer. And if you look in the Chasam Sofer, you see that's not really the pshat. But that doesn't take away from the godless of Rav Moshe. Because Fakir, Rav Moshe, you know, there was even if it's not the right pshat in the Ramah, Rav Moshe could still say his svara. Because he still feels that maybe there's no kashash lechatchila, even to be choshish. So even though that Moshe knew all of Shas and Poiskim, he knew all of Shas. So if he would be against the Gemara, so then Taki have a, but it's not against the Gemara, and it's Pshat and Achron. So Moshe didn't have the full Achron, so he could say his own Pshat, even though maybe that's not what the Achron really had in mind. But so that's some, you know. So in Achanami, the Pasha Pshat is in the Ramah is not what Ram. Pasha Pshat is that the Ramah is quoting by Nagosh Sharidura, and Nagosh Sharidura is not talking about that necessarily that case of two things next to each other and having something bubbled over. Okay, but nonetheless, the Minhag Yisrael is nonetheless like Rav Moshe. You see, take a look in the Hagos Ashri. You'll see even more in the Hagos Ashri, on page 7, where it says, "Venirli my deposa gravya, the shuman iser hanivla bekdeira poilate v'oser." In other words, the shuman that was nivla in the kedeira can be poilate. Upolig a sefer truma, and he argues with the sefer truma the posuk. Isser hanivla mechaticha mimakom also einu choser v'nivla hachaticha shebetzida el al yedei rotev. So you see that there is a shita that seemingly says that that Belia could go from chaticha lachaticha even without rotev. The Zever Truma says not that way, but he says you see the Hagos Ashri quotes another shita. So the Pasha Pshat in the Hagos Sharidura, like Rav Chaim Cohen said. Rav Olbem said, is that he's the Sharidur is choshish for the shita that argues with the, and therefore if that would be the case, that you wouldn't be allowed to lechatchila use the same grate for fleishik and milchik, even if it's 10 hours apart, because pashup shadet has nothing to do with spilling over; it has to do with Baliya Yotze Mechaticha Chaticha, even below Rotev, as he was saying. Okay, so that's okay. So that was the supplement. But Minhag Yisrael still is like Rav Moshe. I mean, it could be there are people that are Machmir, etc. But the Minhag Yisrael seemingly is like Rav Moshe.
Rabbi, we do kosher the grates for Pesach, don't we?
Yeah, so we consider that a chumrah.
Okay.
A chumrah. You know, for Pesach we have a lot of chumras, so that's one of the chumras. If you talk about chatzuva, you know that thing. But the pasuk pshat is we assume, you know, that the halacha is like the sefer truma. Then I ain't a b'liya yotzei mechaticha lechaticha below rotif.
Is it a problem if the grate is dirty?
Well, you try to clean it off, but usually anything that stays on the grates anyway was probably burnt up already. Okay. Let me just say, who did I say hello to? You, Max, good morning. How are you?
Good morning,
Eddie. Okay, who else? Avram Levitt?
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning. Let me see your face.
Okay.
Yeah, Max. Ah, okay. Now you light up my day.
Thanks.
Okay. And Sonny Spitzer.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Okay. Oh, we're in the last 10 minutes. You know, maybe we'll shut off now. We'll put up the new... we'll go on again. And we'll continue the shiur, okay? So we're gonna shut it off and restart, and we'll come back. So please turn on in like 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Melanie. Okay. Where are you?
What, you don't want to wait the 10 minutes? Bach, you wanna hang up and now?
Okay, everybody's back on? Hi.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Okay, we're now going to start packet 31. So basically, we have packet 31, and then 32. And then maybe there's a supplement to 32. And then we'll decide, you know, about the Bechina and how to work, the rest of the... Okay, so the packet 31 is Meliach Kiroseach for Issa Dovok. So we've discussed There's a concept of a Maliach Karoseach Kovash Kimavushal, that if you have something that's very salty, and even though it's not hot, it's cold, that could create a Balia. So if you look here on page 1, it's Adi Zayin Amid Beis, Kulam Tahasa. So there was he had this meat, the Imluchu Bay Reish Galusa Begida Dinasha. So he had the meat and you had a Gid Hanasha there. And it was salted. So now you could have a Blia. So who am Tahasa de Muchu Bay Reish Galusa Begida Dinasha Ravina Osa. Ravacha bar Ravashi Shari. What's the child of Mar? Ravashi Amalu Rabba Shari Amalu Ravacha Vina Mai Dai Tachta Mashmu Amalik Harim Kursech over Shari Mulushal. Amar Shmu Loshono Elishin is Bashal of Nitzla Nikla for Ochel at Shamagia Lagid. He tame a Mai Rosech, the Kamak Rosech and Vushal. But me the Kamak of Vushari Kavushal, Mchal de Rosech, the Tzli Kamar Kasha. Okay, so you have this idea that Meliach is Kiroseach. So that means that if something is salty, it's like has the status of being hot. Say, for example, on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph on page 2. So it says here, Huna bar Gozla, there's some type of bird. The Nafal Lakada de Kimcha, it fell into yogurt. Shari Raf Chinna Bere de Ravel mi Parshuna. So he said, it's not a problem. So I'm a Rav Man Chakim the Mishre, ki hai Gavni, you love Raf Chinna Bere de Ravel mi Parshuna, Kosavaki Amar Shmuel, Malik Rekusech. So it depends. It depends how salty it really is. If it's so salty that it's not edible, because if it's salty, so then there's going to be a blia. And then, you know, it's going to be chicken and milk. It's going to be a problem. Okay. Then you had a Gemara here.
You said that it, in order for the salt to be a problem, it has to be salty enough that it's not edible?
Yeah. That's that Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis. And then okay. Okay, so let's see. Take a look at another Gemara now. Take a look on page 4, Kuf Yud Gimel. Maisi Dak Tosh Amochum Dak Tomei. say you had a kosher fish and a non-kosher fish, and they were both salted. So the Gemara says, Mutter, my love shall you shnei meluchim lo, kagon shehaya tar maliach v'tamei tafel. Tafel, the word tafel with a taf means unsalted. So that the... So if the tamei is salted, then it's going to be a problem. Tosher mochum dov tamei mutter. Sheator maliach v'tamei tafel.
But
if the Torah thing was Maliach and the Tomei was Tofel, then it won't be a problem. In other words, for me, the problem, the fish that's treif, that has to be the salty one. If it's the salty one, so then that's going to give off the Tomei into the next fish. But if the tar thing is salty and the tummy thing is not, then it won't be a problem. It has to be the din of melech rosech is dafka when the tummy thing is salty. That's what you see from this gemara. Yeah.
Isn't the salted fish salted enough to be edible? And we said the previous gemara said. It has to be salty enough not to be edible for it to be ownership.
No, it's going to be that it wasn't.
It's going to be that the salty kosher fish was so salted that you couldn't eat it.
Right. And if you'd want to eat it, you'd probably have to wash it off. Okay. Now, let's take a look. On page 4, the Tosis, we discussed the thing about Ilah Gavar and Tata Gavar, right? If we have one thing that's hot and one thing that's cold, so.